Opponents of the war have been coming to town hall meetings Sensenbrenner holds in his district. Many of the people are progressives and say they've never supported the conservative congressman. But at a meeting in Elm Grove, several said they've only drifted away from Sensenbrenner as he continues to support the Iraq war. Deborah Schneider of Heartland says the congressman is wrong to back the White House and its reasons for invading Iraq.
I think that the war is immoral and that we should not be engaged in a preventive war, and as Mr. Sensenbrenner said today, imposing democracy upon another nation.
About 20 people, ranging in age from their teens to 80-something, challenged Sensenbrenner on his views. The occasionally combative congressman often criticized the speakers and their opinions. For example, he rejects the suggestion that the continued U.S. presence in Iraq has made the world more dangerous and angered terrorists.
You know, I can say that the United States is safer, and if anybody said on December 12, 2001, that we would go for almost 6 years without a major terrorist attack on American soil, they would have told you you were nuts.
Sensenbrenner says he'll wait for a report in September before deciding if the surge of U.S. troops in Iraq is paying off. The 29-year veteran of Capitol Hill did have a few supporters at the meeting. One man said he praises God that there are people like Sensenbrenner in Congress. But peace groups say they'll continue to show up at Sensenbrenner's events and press Wisconsin's other federal lawmakers to be more critical of the war. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Elm Grove.